This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for all your mortgage needs. Well, in the studio with us now, we have Tim Bose. He is with Crescent Hotel and Resort, and we have Don Swedberg. He's a general manager of the new hotel, Cambria Hotels and Suite in Rockville. And I'm so happy to have you guys here.
Okay. Thanks, Todd.
Because I've seen this building go up. I live in Rockville Town Center. I put up with all the construction, which was fine. And it's a beautiful, beautiful building. I took a tour of the inside of the building. The rooms are beautiful. It's nicely laid out. You got the hallways. You have all this, like, it's not like artwork, but it's like an art wall, that stone cool-looking white wall, and then the bar, I guess, where the coffee stuff goes, and I saw the kitchen, the pool downstairs, and it's wonderful, but it's nothing without the operation, and that's what Cambria Hotel is.
Sounds like you got a great tour, and especially featuring the rooms, some of the largest rooms that you're going to find in the area by far.
And some rooms had tubs, and some rooms didn't have tubs, so you can pick if you want a tub or you don't want a tub.
Well, that's a good point. A lot of the design, a lot of the construction that's being done these days, specific to hotels, are the walk-in showers, very much of a spa effect. So, and allows you to provide some different upgrades into those bathrooms at the same time. Don, you have something on the actual vanity mirrors too, right?
Well, we actually have smart mirrors installed that will... you can play Bluetooth directly to the mirror.
So
you
I
can
didn't have see that.
Your iPod or your iPhone and connect directly to the mirror. As well as you brought up the art. It's very urban contemporary. And the next time you get to come in, you'll actually get to see the actual art that has been put up.
I didn't get to see the actual art yet. But I did see some of the art in the rooms where there were like cool pictures, like artistic pictures.
Yes, this has been one of the big pushes to try and get a local feel that comes in, and that is up. We are pushing to be open on May 7th.
May 7th, we're going to hold you to it. And now what we want to do is talk about the people that actually stay at the hotel. Like, I know for me, we have a one-year-old, and my wife and I would love to take a night out, but wouldn't it be great to just literally have someone take care of your child, stay in a hotel room, go to a movie, have fun, not having to go home for the night, but God forbid there's an emergency, you can go right home. And you can do all that in your hotel.
You can. With all of the restaurants in the downtown Rockville area, Rockville Town Square, we will have a full-service restaurant in the hotel. So people coming in, you can go out for a cocktail. You can basically have a staycation.
That's
come
right.
Out for the weekend. As well as during the holidays. A lot of the condos around there, say you have in-laws coming in or other family members, having the hotel there, you basically have an extra bedroom you can bring them in.
Exactly. But let's talk about that. Why a hotel in Rockville? I kind of know why, and I get it. But what do you see for the community? Like, it's...
We are the only hotel in downtown Rockville, so we're filling a gap that has been there for quite a while. 2 miles south, you've got the Hilton Rockville, and then getting up into Gaithersburg, you've got more select service properties up there. But there was nothing downtown, and with the development that's been happening downtown, we're going to fill that gap. We're bringing more overnight guests to Montgomery County, which is great. With the sports teams that are coming into Montgomery County, as well as the business that's currently there, corporate business with the biotech companies that are in that area, as well as the government business with NIH close by. We just were centered to be able to bring these people to the area.
Plus with the metro right there. I mean, it's kind of like, would you like to stay here and have to wait for a cab or Uber all day? Or would you like to walk around, do all the things you need to do, and jump on the metro and you can make it to NIH within 15 minutes, 10 minutes?
That's right. It's a fantastic location. I don't think there's anything else like it in the county. Walking right out the door, you're on the metro, you get to all the key points and destinations throughout Maryland and the D.C. market. And as Don said, there's large agencies, federal agencies in the local market, door-to-door by metro within minutes. So it makes great sense. And with the Rockville Town Center really coming together and being what it is today, restaurants, movie theaters, dining options just right outside the door, there's just nothing like it today that's in the marketplace.
And what about, I noticed on my tour when I went, you have an awesome room with technology down in the basement of the hotel. I mean, that's a big deal because in Rockville, it's a big, strong business community. And there's groups of people that meet all the time within Rockville that promote business in Rockville. Even the Rockville Chamber of Commerce is getting very strong, where it wasn't about 15, 20 years ago. And it's a tell us more about those rooms, because people are going to need to use those rooms.
That's right. The demand is growing for small meetings. We are not a large convention hotel. The businesses today, they look for smaller options where they don't get lost into a convention hotel. So very much staying true to Cambria's brand message. It's where everybody is somebody. You can come in, get very very detailed and personalized attention to your meeting needs, and you're not going to get lost within a big hotel. You're going to have staff that's just steps away to take care of any of your catering needs, your technology needs. And, you know, for groups of up to about 60 people, it's going to be an ideal location for your meeting to be had. And then when the meeting's done, you know, you walk right out the door, you've got your transportation there, you've got restaurants and other things to do as well. So it's an ideal meeting location, very much what the brand is focused on.
And you got 600 parking spots. It's a big deal. By the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Don Swedberg. He's general manager of Cambria Hotel and Suites in Rockville, and Tim Bowes with Crescent Hotels and Resorts. I'm your host, Todd Warwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AIM 1260, The Answer. Now, let's talk about the brand of Cambria Hotel and Suites.
Yeah, be great. So everyone has heard of Choice International, the hotels they represent, very much on the economy scale. But this is the first time they've gone all in on an upscale hotel brand. And it's been their passion over the last several years to build this brand. And with the economics of the last 6 years, the brand had a slow start. But now as the economy is really starting to pick up, you have developers such as Dubal very much willing to invest in this brand and make it something great to come. So for Choice, to get this launched and to have success, they have to do it right. And I will say that as we've already spoken to today, they got it right as far as the brand goes. So this brand has been targeted to open in Manhattan. Chelsea, they recently opened in Washington, D.C. downtown. And Rockville was a key location of them to also pick from a strategic standpoint. Choice International headquarters is located here in Rockville, and it allows to get great brand identity here in the Rockville market. It's part of a great community, and it's going to give great exposure to the brand moving forward.
Wonderful. And as far as Choice Hotels having their corporate headquarters here and having their strongest brand across the street, I mean, what's that like? I mean,
Don, what it's like having
is that a lot of pressure
Choice
for you?
International in your backyard?
There is a lot of traffic going through the hotel. Actually, the heads of the brand and the heads of Choice actually have windows that look at the hotel. So it's also a benefit for us because we will get their corporate travelers coming through the hotel. They get to experience what Cambria is about, and actually it pushes the brand forward for them to actually sell more licenses in other markets.
Now let's talk about the brand. It's not just having a great hotel, it's actually being a good resource for the social activities that are in the community. Can you go a little further on that?
Well, we do want to be a good partner for the community. And within Rockville Town Square, there's an organization called VizArts. They've been a very strong partner with us. They have meeting space. They have travelers that come in, but there wasn't any place for them to stay close by. So they have a wedding almost every weekend. They've also got mitzvahs that come in. And there weren't any hotels close by for their attendees to stay at. It's within walking distance. It's a block and a half away. So in partnering with them, we're actually bringing more people into the downtown Rockville area.
Now let's talk about the people that are coming into the Rockville Town Center area. How are you accommodating them with the rooms? Like, how are they cut?
So we've got 73 king rooms, 67 double rooms. Late in the game, we actually changed the configuration due to the large amount of sports teams that travel into the area that Montgomery County does a great job of promoting with the Discovery Center up in Germantown and the Maryland Soccerplex. So you have the soccer teams, the lacrosse teams that are coming in, ice hockey at Rockville Ice Arena, as well as swim meets. And that spans not only Germantown and that complex, but down into Bethesda and Silver Spring and really other counties within Maryland.
So you're really plugged in everywhere with the community. You got everything.
We have everything.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate it. And coming up next is Nathan Dart. He's a franchise owner of RE/MAX All Pro. And we'll be right back after these messages.